Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, it's every Thursday.
Y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, we love to do the switcheroo, but he's insecure. Mm-hmm. We'll find out what that's all about. Get into that in just a few, because the nephew is here right now with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what do you have for us today?
This right here is the plumber. The plumber. Okay.
Okay.
We're
going to
get a plumber call. We're calling the plumber. He didn't hook these things up wrong. And it is what it is. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to reach a Mr. Please.
That would be me.
Mr. How you doing? You the person that does the plumbing work, am I right?
Yeah.
Now, my wife got some work done for you. You come by the house. Now, do you know, I know you probably got quite a bit of work.
No, well, I do so many throughout the day, so... I have it on my receipt here. I can look at over here.
It's about 3 days ago at the street.
Hey, look, yeah, I can recall. Was a lady there?
Yeah, it was a toilet was backed up and was overflowing and.
Yeah, I can recall that.
And something was wrong with the sink in there too, and that had a leak in the back of it.
Yeah, it had a leak in the back, and I done that. I fixed that there for you, and I took that toilet there. Had a. Around the bottom of your base, the toilet base there, I had to take that up and retape it because that tape had came loose. It was kind of old there, and I, you know, went through there and done all that and taped it up and sealed it up, and I rebased that seal back there on your in the toilet, and your sink had a little leak back there in the back. I fixed that because, you know, that was real easy there. So.
Well, no, see, that is something went wrong with that toilet. Now, did you put a... another pipe or something? Did you reroute a pipe or anything?
No. Like I said, all I did, I took the base of it off there and I taped it up to where that old tape there. And then I put me some cement with my pipe there, and I sealed it all up and I checked it out. I let it dry and see if it leaked, and it didn't leak. And I put your base back on, and you know, and then you had a little leak there in your sink. And that was on the top of the nozzle there, and I fixed that
well,
for you.
Mr. I'm going to tell you, because I'm going to be honest with you and tell you I'm not happy with what I got.
Happy with it?
No. Now, let me tell you what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now, say somebody in the bathroom and they flush that toilet.
Right.
When they flush that toilet, come out the sink in the kitchen.
Now, tell me that. Say that what you did again.
I said when they flush the toilet in the bathroom,
right,
come out the sink in the kitchen. It come out in the kitchen like that. I don't know what, how you route something like you didn't misroute it or something.
No, I didn't route anything. All I did was fix the, I put the tape on there so I fixed the leak that was, you know, at the base of your toilet. I didn't reroute anything. I don't understand how can you reroute a pipe.
I don't, that,
toilet
that,
pipe to go into your kitchen and shoot, will shoot crap out of your kitchen like that.
I don't know what you did when you was up under there and how you rerouted something, but that's what happened. And it's going from that bathroom. When you flush that toilet, it come out in my sink in my kitchen. Now, what's bad about it is this morning I'm in there cooking.
Sir, and what is your name again?
My name is, they call me.
Okay. And crap is coming out of your plumbing in your
In my kitchen. Now this morning I set out some red beans and rice to cook. And I put my beans on. Now I've been cooking. Listen at me.
I'm trying to be professional about this because, you know, I guarantee my work. I've been doing this over 20 years. And one thing I do, I guarantee my work, and I'm real proud about the things that, you know, I do. But what did you have anybody else over there working on your pipe?
Ain't nobody. You
in your kitchen? You, all I did was your bathroom.
You is the only.
The bathroom don't have anything to do with your kitchen. That floor pipe have anything to do with one or the other.
Then explain that coming through my sink in my kitchen.
I can't explain the coming from your sink. I can only explain the that's in the toilet in your sink.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday.
I already know.
Each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangster rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangster rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
the war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have no idea.
Because this thing got me riled up. Listen, now what it is.
Well, you got me kind of riled up here because, you know, like I said, I do this here. And I've been doing it for 20 years, and that's the first time I ever heard of anything like that being happening. I ain't never seen it.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's just disgusting to cook red beans all day, and now I find out that it's sitting in some dirty water like that.
You didn't smell the water when you was in your sink? Because I'm quite sure they had a loud smell to it.
I didn't smell nothing. Now, earlier this morning, I washed my hair in there. And I didn't smell.
What?
I washed my hair in there.
Oh.
That's just what it smells like—a bag of.
I just refuse to believe that the work I did on your toilet in there, taping some stuff up and cementing some stuff up, and on your sink had anything to do with crap being shot out your damn kitchen sink.
Well, I tell you what I need to do is for you to get your back over here and fix it, because this here ain't a good job, and I don't recommend nobody using you.
Well, first of all, I'm trying to be professional about it. And you cussing me, and that ain't gonna get nothing done, mister.
Once come out my pipe, it was no longer professional.
Well, now, obviously you had somebody else over there doing something in your sink.
I ain't had nobody.
Do you have a garbage disposal over there?
Look.
Maybe it's coming out your garbage disposal.
It ain't. How in the world is crap coming out of my garbage? You get your back over here and you fix what you're supposed to fix and fix it right. And I'm not paying another damn dime for it.
I'm not coming over to fix the thing. I tried to be professional about it. I'm listening to what you got to say. I should have hung up on this a long time ago, but I get a team of work. And I'm trying to, you know, deal with my customers. When I left the way, I told her to flush the toilet. She flushed the toilet. She ran the faucet in the bathroom. We had no problem. Now, if you had somebody else over there that's doing whatever, Lord knows what, I damn sure don't know.
Do you know
ain't none of my business.
I ate some of them red beans, and that's what bothered me now. I feel sick to my stomach. I'm gonna make your ass eat some of these red beans if you don't come fix these pipes.
You can go ahead. I'm trying to be professional. In fact, I told you I'm doing my job. I did it the best that I know I could. And when I left there, wasn't nothing leaking. One pipe don't go with the other like I
did. You get over here and fix these pipes. That's what you do.
You and your wife kiss my because I know well I did an outstanding job over there.
You ain't done nothing. If I got
you take them red beans and rice, stick them up your you and your pipes and all that. I don't give a damn.
I know what's coming up.
I ain't fix no red beans and rice. I ain't done nothing over there in your damn kitchen to have you that upset with me.
I got one more thing I want to say to you. Is you listening?
I'm listening to you.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh,
you just got pranked by your boy.
Man, you kidding me. Man, y'all crazy, man.
Hey, man, I got to ask you big time. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
You got it, man. Yeah, that's Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all got me this morning, man. You tell me, when you see him, I'm going to whoop his too.
I tell you what we going to do is this here. Me and you going to get together, and we going to prank. How about that?
Thank you. You hold on, I'm going to shoot that pipe in his.
And there you have it. Stupid as all get out. I would be stupid this weekend in Greensboro, North Carolina. All shows are sold out. Laying in the cut is Charlie Goodnight's. That will be next weekend in Raleigh, North Carolina, next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tonight, catch me on the OWN Network. That is ready. Let me sexy that thing up. That is ready to love, okay? Ready to love. That's Friday night. And you don't want to miss it.
Nice.
And I...
Who's that? Is it Thomas Miles? Tommy Miles? What's...
Yes, it's yes. Thomas Miles, for sure.
It's definitely Thomas. It's
all right, thank you, Tommy. We love the nephew. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter, the subject is, we love to do the switcheroo, but he's insecure. Wow, we'll get into that, find out what that's all about right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in exactly. to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, right. which is different than empathy, yeah. right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.